Daf is the last daf of Maseches Marikatan. We got to daf Chaf Ches, that is. So the very last line of Chaf Zayin Amabey is the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. V'lo shel nashim li'olam mipnei kavod. So the halacha was you never place the women's mita out in the rechov because it's not of dignity to the women. So the Gemara explains, Amri nahardai, lo shanu, this is only true, ela chaya, which Rashi says is shemesa machmas vlad shishafas. Only if the woman died while giving birth, so then there's continuous bleeding going on there, so then it's a bizayon, it's lack of kavod for the women. Aval shar nashim manichim, but other women, even though they might be nida, you can place the mita out in the rechov. Comes along Rebbe Elazar Amar, afilu shar hanashim, even other women you don't place in the streets. Dichziv v'atamas sham Miriam v'tigavar sham. And Miriam died and they buried her. Samach lemisa kvura. Immediately after she died, they buried her. There was no placing out in the rechov. That's a din across the board. And Miriam certainly wasn't a chai at the time. So therefore, we see every other woman you have to bury immediately. V'amar Rabbi Elazar af Miriam mitnishika mesa. Another statement about Miriam by the name of Rabbi Elazar is that she died with the kiss of death, if you will. Asya sham sham mi Moshe. There's a gezer shav. It says sham by Moshe, and it says sham by Miriam. We made ma alone. So therefore, just like Moshe died b'nishika, so too Miriam died b'nishika. So mipnei ma alone nemar ba al pi Hashem. So why doesn't it say explicitly that Miriam died through pi Hashem? So Gemara says mipnei sheganai hadavar l'omra. It's just not something that appropriate to be said about Miriam and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But ein echanami, that's how she died. So Amar Rabbi Ami, lama nismecha mitzas Miriam leparshas para aduma. Why in the Parshas Chukas do we have right after the introduction of para aduma, we have the story of the misa of Miriam? What's the juxtaposition here? So the Gemara explains, as I think Rashi says, Al Torah, loma lecha ma para aduma mechaperes af misa son shel tzadikim mechaperes. Just like the para aduma has brought in kapara for, as we'll look at Tosis in just a second, Tosis writes on the top, perish al maisa ha'egel, that the Parduma was supposed to bring a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So too, the Misa of Tzadikim bring kapara as well for Amisa. Gemara says now, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Lama Nismecha Mises Aaron, the Big Day Kahuna. Why does it talk about the death of Aaron right after it mentions the Kohen and Big Day Kahuna? So Gemara explains, Ma Big Day Kahuna Mechaprim Af Misasan Shel Tzadikim Mechaperis. The Gemara in Erechin describes how the Big Day Kuhn are mechaper. So, for example, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol would be mechaper for Lashon Hara, rather the mi'il would be mechaper Lashon Hara, and the tzitz and each one had a different Indian was mechaper for, as the Gemara in Erechin explains. So too, the death of a tzaddik is mechaperis. So then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan meis pisum, a person dies suddenly, zuhi misa chatufa. That's called a misa chatufa, a sudden death. Chala yomecha umeis, a person's ill for one day, then he dies. Zohi misa duchufa, that's called a quick death, but not an abrupt death. So Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel Omer, Zohi misa magefa. No, if a person's sick for one day and dies, that's called he died from a magefa, some type of plague. Shinemar, it says, Ben Adam hinini lokeach mimchas machmar einecha b'magefa. So this son of a man, I'm going to take you away with a misa, so uksiv with a magefa rather. Uksiv adabe el ha'am b'boker v'tamas ishti barev. So I told the people in the morning, and that evening his wife died. So you see that magefa is when there's an illness that lasts for a day and then results in death. That's what's a magefa. So then the Gemara continues to explain other situations when a person dies in a certain amount of days. Shnei yamim v'meis, the guy is sick for 2 days and dies. So there's zohi misa dechuya. That's called a hurry death. Shlosha gara, that's called a gara lily, a rebuke. And arba nizifa, and chamisha zuhimisa called them. A person's ill for 5 days and then dies. That's called a regular death of a person. So Amar Rabbi Hanan, I'm just wondering out loud now. Shimon HaTzadik, the Gemara says in Yuma, the fourth parak of Yuma, Shimon HaTzadik, every single Yom Kippur he'd go in. And one Yom Kippur, he said, I'm going to die this year. And they asked him why he was going to die, because he says, every year I saw a white malach, this year I saw a black malach. And he came out and he was sick for 7 days, I think the Gemara says, and then he died. So I'm just wondering why here, Misa called him 5 days, but the Gemara there says 7 days. Now certainly people were sick for many weeks, many months, many years, but I just wonder why that was the significance of 7 days. I doubt anyone addresses this question though. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Maikra, what's the pasuk that tells you that a 5-day illness and death is a typical death? Hein karvu yamecha lamus. And then,
less than 5 days is a misa of pitom, sudden death. But more than, could be this one. We ask a question about the Navi. It could be 5 and up.
Okay. Very good. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Maikra, what's the pasuk? Hein karvu yamecha lamus. And your days are coming near to death. So chad, hein is chad, that's one day. Karvu is another tray, there's plural, it's two, it's a total of three now. The mechas tray, another two, that gives a total of hachamisha, 5 days. So hein chad, how do you find that hein is one? Shekein belashen yevani, karen la'achas hein. That's how in Greek they would refer to chad as hein. The Brisa continues, now it says, a person dies at the age of 50, zuhi misa kares. That's called kares. That's why the Gemara in Tanya says that Shmuel died at the age of 52, because he had to, say that, okay, let's see. So the Gemara says, chamishim shtayim shana is zuhi misa san shashmuel haramasi. Very good. So Shmuel died at the age of 52. There's a whole complication about David and Shaul. So he died 52. Shishim zuhi misa bide shemayim. That's called a death from shemayim. And so Gemara says, how do you know all this? Amar Marzucha, Maikra, what's the pasuk? Dichsiv tavo bichelach elei kaver. So you will go to the kever, a mature age. Bichelach begematria shisim havu. That's 60. So 60 is considered misa bidei shemayim. So then the Gemara says, shivim seva, that's the an old age. Shmonim grus, that's strength. Dichsiv yimeshin osenuk bahem shivim shana. But vim begrus, shmonim shana, the pasuk says. So then, Amar Rabba, mechamishim vad shishim shana, from 50 to 60, zuhi misa kares. Not at the age of 50, but anywhere between 50 and 60, that's called kares. Why didn't they say this? Because mishim kvod l'shul Shmuel Haramasi died at the age of 52. Now, Shmuel Haramasi didn't die because of kares, he died for other reasons, but they didn't want to say explicitly 50 to 60 is kares if it's going to make Shmuel Haramasi look bad. So the question then, why did Rabba say it? Not sure, but I guess it was a different level than the Brisa actually articulating it. So then the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Kihava Bar Shisin, when he reached the age of 60, Avir Lu Yoma Tavel Rabban, he made a big party. Now this is one of the sources for making a birthday party. Right here, Rav Yosef. Now it has to be, Rav Yosef made a significant one for a significant age. Doesn't mean to make every birthday party every single year. So again, he made a birthday party for the Chachamim. Amar Nafki Limikaris. Now that I'm 60, I've escaped to the death of Karis. Amar Le Abaye Nihidav Nafik Le Mar Mikaris Dishne. Granted, you've escaped the death of Karis that happened within years. You've reached the age of 60, but Mikaris Diome Minafik Mar. Person could still die a Karis of days if you violate an Aveira at the age of 65. So you could still die from Karis at that point. So Amar Le Nikol Lachamia Palga Biyadech. So at least I got half. So I escaped half 60s, half kares, but there are other kareses that's still worthy of a celebration.
You went out of kares to shini. What does that mean?
Of years. But he might die. He might of 60. Age of 60 is kares.
Right. So then what happened?
But he could still. If the guy, if he violated kares after the age of 60, he could still die. Get kares cut. Exactly. Cut short from that point afterwards. Tell me the guy violates kares when he's 65, he doesn't get kares? Of course he gets kares. Fine. So the first 60 years of his life, he clearly didn't violate any surim of kares, and that's what he was celebrating. So Rav Huna, nach nafshe, pisom, he died a sudden death. Havu kadaige rabban and chacham were very concerned that Rav Huna died a sudden death. That's not a good thing. So tanil hu zuga dimehedayav, a pair of atamni chachamim that came from this area called the Hadayav, he taught them as follows. Lo shanu elosh lo hagil gvuros. A sudden death is only of concern if he didn't reach the age of 60. Aval higil gvuros, a guy reached the age of 80, rather, I'm sorry. Then zuhi misa nishika, a person above the age of 80, and he died a sudden death, that's called the kiss of death. And that's a good type of misa. So Amar Rava, Rava says now, chai b'nei umezone, one's life, one age, one's children and one's parnasa, lo b'zechusa talya milsa, doesn't depend on his own zechuyos, ella b'mazala Talia Milsa. It all depends on one's mazel, whether it's good mazel or bad mazel. How mazel works is a tricky thing. So the Haraba, Rav Chista, Tervayu, both of them, Rabbanim Tzadikahavu, were wonderful people. Mar Matzalei Vasi Mitcher, one would daven and rain would come immediately. Mar Matzalei Vasi Mitcher, the other one also had the ability to daven and immediate rain. Rav Chista Chaya Tishim Vitartin Shnin, Rav Chista lived to 92, which was very old back then. And Rabba Chaya Arbay, and he only lived to the age of 40. Be Rav Chista Shisin Hulule, Rav Chista celebrated 60 weddings. Be Rabba Shisin Tichli had 60 deaths. Be Rav Chista Smida Lakalve Vlo Mispai, they fed fine flour to their own dogs, and it wasn't needed. There was so much surplus. And Be Rabba Nahama Desari Linche Vlo Mishake, all they were trying to feed was barley flour, which wasn't the best flour, and that they couldn't even find. So even though they were great in their Maisim Tovim and Tzadikas and Tzadikim, they still had very different mazalos. And that's what it means. Chaye Bini and Mizone are all dependent on mazal. Look at Tosos here. Tosos writes, Ela b'mazla talya milsa. He asks, v'hikshu b'tosos. So I'm not sure why he's quoting a Tosos. He himself was Tosos, but okay, there must have been different editions. I don't know. A later person wrote this. But ha da'amran b'sof Shabbos, daf kuf nunvav, ein mazal Yisrael. So there's no ein mazal Yisrael. So what exactly is the Gemara say here that there is mazal? So v'yishlomar d'lepamim mishana aide mazal. So sometimes it can get changed based on mazal, kihanu d'hasam, like those over there. Sometimes it won't change. So what it means is that not that there's mazel, there's never mazel at all. There is mazel, but not everyone's always affected by their mazel. Some are and some are not. That's what Tosus is being mechadish here. The Pashup Shah and the Gemara in Shabbos is that there is no mazel. The Gemara there is talking about when different children, what day of the week they're born. You're born on Sunday, so it corresponds to some level of or and sheni. Everything's a different koach a person has depending on the day of the week they are born. So then the Gemara says on Shabbos, person born on Shabbos, then he says, then what's the lashon of the Gemara? Remember, something along the lines of he's mechal Shabbos. So it's not a good simon because since he caused his parents to mechal Shabbos for his birth, so then it's a bad simon, it's a mazel ra. And the Gemara got very, very concerned there. Now I was reading this, I was learning this Gemara when my wife was in labor with my youngest son, who was on Shabbos. We went into the hospital. And I was learning Masechah Shabbos. I'm a very helpful husband while she's in labor. And I'm getting to this Gemara, Kufnun Vav, all the way at the end. I'm like, oh no, please hold off for another 12 hours because it's a very bad mazel to give birth on Shabbos.
Yeah, you're already there.
That's true. The Chil Shabbos may have happened. But the child that's born, if it's born on Sunday, it's okay. So anyways, the Gemara ends up saying, Ein mazel Yisrael, there is no concern because Klal Yisrael is not bound by any mazalos. Okay. The Gemara now says, where in the world are we?
Here
we
go.
She had on Shabbos. No, on Shabbos. We went on Shabbos and the baby was born on Shabbos. Yeah. Gemara now says, Amar Rava. Hani tlas mile boy kame shemaya. These three things, Rava said, I had asked from Hashem. Tarti yahavili, two were granted to me. V'achada lo yahavili, one was not granted to me. Chuchmu amase de Rav Huna. I wanted the chachma Rav Huna. V'usre de Rav Chista, the wealth of Rav Chista. And Yavli, I was given both of them. But in Vasanuse, the Rabba Bar Rav Huna, I wanted the humility of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Vilo Yavli, that wasn't granted to me. That you have to earn on your own, it seems. So Rav Seorim Achua, that was his name, Rav Seorim, he was the brother of Rava. Hava Yosef Kamei de Rava, once was sitting in front of Rava. Chazi de Hava Kamenamnin, saw that Rava was dozing off. And Amr Le, so Rava asked him, please say something to the angel of death, the Mahamava, so he shouldn't kill me, so he shouldn't hurt me. So he, Rava was, you know, when you're learning, we know you're protected from any danger. But he, as he was falling asleep, he asked his brother Rav Sarim to say something to protect me. So Amr Le, so he said, Mar Lav Shushbinehu, is Mar not his friend? Are you not a friend of the Malachamavis? So Amr Le, Kevin Imsar Mazala Lo Ishkach Bi. Since my mazal has been delivered to the Malacham Avos, so he's not going to pay attention to the fact that we're buddies here. So Amr Le, so then he says, he asked Rava, his brother, Lischaze Le Mar, so let Rava, appear to me after he dies. I want to see what's going to happen after death. Okay? So apparently Rava died, and Lischaze Le, and the Rava appeared to Rav Seorim in his dream, and Amr Le, and he says, and Rav Seorim asked him, Hava Le Lamar Tzara, was it painful to die? Amr Le, ki rivda de kusilta. You know what death feels like? It's like a puncture from a blood letter, a little needle. That's what it feels like. So Rava Hava Yosef Kamedi Rav Nachman, obviously this was before his death. So now another story about Rava. He was once sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Chazid Kamaname, he saw that Rav Nachman was falling asleep. So Amar Leh, Rav Nachman asked Rava, Lay Malay Mar Dilolitzaran, go tell the Malcham Avos to leave me alone. So Amar Leh, so he says, Mar Lav Adam Chashavu, Rav Nachman, you don't need me, you're Adam Chashav, what am I going to do? So Amar Leh, Man Chashav, Man Tzvan, Man Rikia. Who's important, who's great, who's like the Rakia when it comes in front of the Malcham Avos? No one makes a difference. When he's given permission to kill, he'll kill anyone. So Amar Leh, Lischazei Leimar. So then Rava said to Rav Nachman, please appear to me after death. So Rav Nachman dies, and Lischazei Leh, he appears to Rav in a dream, and Amar Leh, Rav asks him again what we saw above, a similar story, Havalei Lamar Tzari, was it painful to die? And Amar Leh, he says, Kimish Shechal Benisa Machalava, it's like taking a hair that's drawn from the milk. Doesn't seem very painful at all. Rashi says there was no Tzar at all for that. No one hurts, so the hair is not attached to the milk, and there's nothing painful about that. So Rav Nachman felt no pain, but Rava felt a little bit of pain like a needle. Mar now says, Vi Amar Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zil Bahu Alma Kahavis. So if Hashem says to me, go back to this world and die again, Lo Ba'ina Dinafesh B'Yisuse. But I don't want to go back because the fear that I experienced from the Malcham Avos, that was tremendous. You see from here, a raya, not that we need a raya, but the emotional pain is greater than the physical pain. Gemara now says, Rebbe Lazar hava ka'achil truma. Rebbe Lazar was eating truma, he was a Kohen, and Ischazei Leh, the Malcham Avos appeared to him. So Amar Leh, so Rebbe Lazar says to the Malcham Avos, truma ka'achilna v'lav kodesh ikri. I'm eating truma, is it not called kodesh? So chal filei shaita, so he left, I guess that somehow disturbed the Malcham Avos. It was a place that was kedusha was taking place, and he left. Rav Sheshes is Chazei Leh B'Shuka. He once saw the Malcham Avos in the Shuk. Amar Leh, so he says, B'Shuka kebehema, you're going to have me die in a Shuk like an animal? Eisel Agabe Besa, come to my house. So I guess he escaped the Shuk. Doesn't say what happened when he went home, though. So the Gemara then says, Rav Ashi is Chazei Leh B'Shuka. Rav Ashi also saw the Malcham Avos in the Shuk. Amar Leh, he says to the Malcham Avos, Israch li t'lasin yomim, can you wait 30 days, please? V'hadri l'tamud, I want to review all my Torah. Dear Misai, because you say, it says in Shemayim, Ashrei mi shebalakan v'samud biyado. Praiseworthy he who has comes here and knows the Torah well. B'yom t'lasin asa, day 30, Malcham Avos comes back as the request. Amar Leh, my kulihai. So he asked him, what are you so urgent to take me away for? So he says, "Kadachaki ragli de Bar Nasan," because Rav Ashi is pushing away Rav Nasan, whose time is now to take over as the Nasi. Ve'ein malchus nogas b'chaverta afilu kimlo nima. We don't allow two kingships to overlap with each other. So then the Gemara says, "Rav Chista lo hava yachile." So Rav Chista wasn't able to the Malcham Avos wasn't able to get Rav Chista. The lo hava shasik pume megirtu. He was busy learning. So Salik Yasa Barza de Beirav, so he went up, the Malcham Avos went on top and sat in some type of tree near where Rav Chista was learning. Paka Arza Vashasuk, so then the Malcham Avos caused the tree to split. Rav Chista stopped speaking, stopped learning, Vyachale, and he was able to pounce on him and kill him. So Rabbi Chia Lahava Matzi the Mikra Vele, so to Rabbi Chia, the Malcham Avos couldn't come close to him. Yom Achade Idme Leh Ke'anya, one day the Malcham Avos came disguised as an Ani, and Asi Tarif Abava, he went to knock on Reb Chia's door. Amar Leh, he says, Apik Leh Rifsa, can I have some bread, he was asking. The Malcham Avos asked for some bread. So Apik Leh, he brought him some bread out. Amar Leh, Vlav Ka Merachem Mara Ani, don't you have mercy on an Ani, invite me inside the house. So, Ahu Gavra Amaylo Ka Merachem Mara, why don't you have mercy on me, on Malcham Avos as well? So Galilei, he exposed himself. Achvile showed to Denura, he showed him a pillar of fire, and Imsele Navshe, and Rav Chia gave up, and his neshama was taken away. A noon mission on the top of Chaf Ches Amid Beis. Not sure. A new Mishnah says, Noshim b'moed ma'anos avalo mitpachos on a chala moed, if there's a levaya. So women are able to do some type of inu, some type of chanting, but they're not able to clap their hands. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Hasmuchos Lemita Metapchos. They felt that if you're close to the Mita, then even a Chol Moed you can do the clapping of the hands. Well, however, in Brashei Chadashim, Bechanukah, Bepurim, which have less kedusha than Chol Hamoed, then Ma'anos and Metapchos, then you are able to not only do the clapping of hands, but you can also do the Inoy type of chanting. But both on the categories of Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and Chol HaMoed, everybody agrees, Lo Mekonos, you can't do any type of kina. So Nikbar Mace, once the mace is buried, Lo Ma'anos, Lo Metapchos, you don't do any Inoy anymore, you don't do any clapping of the hands. So Ezu Inoy, what exactly is Inoy? So Gemara says, Shekulon Onas Ka'achas, that everyone says they chant together. And a kina is when she'achas midaberes, one speaks v'chulan onos achar, and everyone recites after the chazan, if you will. Shenemar v'lamdeina b'noseichem nihi v'isherusa kina. And lamdeino, teach the daughters nihi lashon of mourning, and the isherusa kina. And when it comes to a kina, one woman will be saying it first. About lost love in the future, who Omer it says bila hamaves lanetzach. He's going to get rid of death forever. Umach Hashem Elokim Dim. He's going to raise tears me'al kopanim from every single person's face. Look at Tosus on the top for a moment. Tosus writes, Bela Hamaves, he's going to swallow up any death, Bila Hamaves rather, Kedei L'sayim B'davar Tov, and they want to conclude the Masechta with a positive thought here, Mishum Demoid Katan Hu Sof Seder Moed. It's the end of Seder Moed here. Umehai Taima Metarei Tzarav Rabbi Yaakov Merlin's So how come they start off the Yibum, Yivamo, Seder Nashim, with a person who's dying without children and having a brother-in-law Yibum? What's the case? Because Tirit disomchin Puranios demoid katon, eta Puranios diyivamos, disamchin in Puranos la Puranos of Nechemta l'Nechemta. Because you want to juxtapose Seder Moed, which ends off the Moed Katon, which is mainly about Avelis. Puranios, we want to connect it to Yivamos, which also has Puranius as well. So the Gemara now says, "Man Amrin, my Amrin. What exactly? What do they say? What's a eulogy? What's a hesped?" So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav." Now he said, "What's a an inoy?" I think. So the Gemara says, "What is it? An inoy is as follows: Voy la azla, voy la chavila. Woe to the one who went. Woe to the one who is chavi, who's the security, who's kept protected, I guess." Okay, that's an example of an inui. So Amar Rav, Rava says, Nishay Dishchantziv Amrin Hachi. Women from this place would say something different, actually the same thing. Voy la azla, voy la chavila. Vamar Rava, Nishay Dishchantziv, women from this place, Amrin, they would say, Gud Garma Mikacha Vinimte Maya Lantiche, which means, Gud Garma, cut the bone Mikacha from the tooth, and Nimte Maya, bring water to the kettle. Vamarava Nishay Dishechan Tivamr, they would say, Altif Vichasu, wrap and cover Ture, the mountain Ture Davar, Rame, Uvar Ravruve, Hu. So what does this mean? That cover, wrap up the mountains, for he was a man of great distinction and greatness. Further, Amarava Nishay Dishechan Tivamr, they would say, that Sheol Itstala, Dimelasa, that you should cover the coffin in a robe of demelsa of silk, levar chorin deshlimi zivade, to a free man whose provisions are depleted. I'm just reading the English here. These are hard inuits to understand. Vamarava nishay de shechan tivamra, and they would say, right, v'nafil, he runs and falls, imabra v'zuhufil yosef, at the crossing he borrows. Vamarava nishay de shechan tivamra, and they would say, achanet de kare azav zige vibadke, our brothers, the merchants' nests will be searched. The Amar Rava, the final one, Nishay Dishachan Tziv Amrin, they would say, Mosa ki Mosa Marin Chibulaya. One death is like another death. Suffering is the interest payment. Okay. Gemara now says, Tanya, Hayar Rabbi Meir Omer, that Tov Lalecha Zal Beis Evel, the Pasuk says, Ad Vachai Yitein El Libo. It's better to go to about a house in mourning because it brings humility than to go out to a base mishta and fine. So Dvarm Shamisa. So what should a person take to heart? What does it mean? So Dvarm Shamisa, that should be a humbling experience for him. So then the Gemara says, the Yaspid Yispadune, if one is Maspid, someone dead, so then when he dies, others will be Maspid him. The yikbar, yikbarune. If he buries, helps with the burial, others will help bury him. The yitan, if he helps carry the mace, then others will yitanune, will carry him. The yidal, if he's going to lift himself up, yidlune, they're going to raise themselves up for him as well. That this is referring to, the Rashi explains, when they would raise up the voice for you, the eulogy, others would do the same when he dies. Vika da'amri, others say, delo yidal yidlune. Those who do not raise himself, they will raise him. What does that mean? Dichsiv ki tov amalacha aleihena. Better that it should be said to you, come up here. So what's his last piece saying here? If one does not raise himself up, meaning he's very, very humble, and he goes to a Beis Avel, so then he'll be elevated in Shemayim for the great chesed that he did. So Tanu Rabbanan, b'kishemesu banav shir Rabbi Yishmael, when Rabbi Yishmael's children died, nichnesu arba zekedim lenachma, four great leaders came to comfort him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Lehem, Rabbi Tarfon said to them, Du shechacham gadol hu uvaki ba'gados. So know that he's a great chacham, he's an expert in all agados. Aikanes echam ikam l'toch divei chavero. So you, neither one should really overlap in their words. Okay, so this is what his Nichma Velen was. Okay, where this was the introduction, it seems. So comes along Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, V'ani achon, I'm going to go last. Okay. So Pasach, Rabbi Shmuel, Ve'amar Rabbi Shmuel went first, and he said, Rabu Avonosav, great are the sins, Techafu Avalav, and the succession of deaths, Hitriach Rabosav, Pam Rishon Rishniah, have caused trouble to the Rabbanim to come not only once, but to come twice, to be Menachem Avil to Rabbi Shmuel. Nana Rabbi Tarfon Amar, next came Rabbi Tarfon, he said, V'acheichem kol Beis Yisrael, Yivku Es Hasreifa, all the brothers of Am Yisrael are going to cry over this terrible burning. Is it not a kavachomer? What's the kavachomer? This is referring to the death of Nadav Aviu. So it says, "Va'alok dvarim kavachomer." Ma Nadav Aviu shlo asu el mitzvah achas. He only did one mitzvah. Dichsev vayikrivu v'bnei Aaron as adam elav. They brought the blood close to the Hashem. Kach banav shel Rabbi Shmuel achas v'kama kama, who did so many other mitzvahs. How much more so should we show tremendous kavod to them as well? Then came the third of the Zakenim, Nana Rabbi Yossi Aglili of Amar, V'softu li lo v'chol Yisrael v'kavru oso. It's referring to Aviah, who's the son of Yeravam, so that all of Am Yisrael came to eulogize and to bury him. Halo kal v'chomer, ma Aviah ben Yeravam shalasa el adavar echad tov. He only did one good thing his entire life. Dechsi be'yan nimtza bo davar tov. They found one good thing, just one thing. And he received so much respect. So Banav Shel Rabbi Yishmael Achas VeKamel Kamel, who did, they did many wonderful things. How much more so should they deserve honor? So my Davar Tov, what was the one good thing Aviah did? Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Chinna Bar Papa Chadamar Shebitul Mishmarta V'Al LeRegel. He got rid of all the different stations that were set up, the toll booths to prevent people from going Alil LeRegel. He got rid of those. He banished them. The Chadamar Shebitul Pardasos. That he got rid of all the different pardasos, Shehoshiv Yeravam Yaviv al Dirachim Shaloyalu Yisrael Regel. So they had different, they had either armies or different posts in order to stop them from going up to the Alila Regel. So that was the one good thing he did. So Nana Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah of Amar, then he spoke and said, Bishalom Tamus, Ubi Misrufos Avosech Hamlochem Arishonim Asher Hayulfanecha Kain Yisrufu Lach. So what's going on here regarding Tzidkiyahu HaMelech? It says that Bisholom Tamas, you will die peacefully. Ubimisrafos Havasecha, like the burnings performed for your fathers, the kings, the first kings that were in front of you, so too they will burn you. So Halodvarm Kavachomer is not a Kavachomer. Matzid Kiyo Melch Yuda Shalasa El Mitzvah Achas. He only did one good thing in his life, Shehela Yirmiya Ben Hatit, that he brought him up from the mud. So Kach, so too, how much more so rather, Banav Shel Rabbi Yishmael, who did many things, Alachas kama v'kama, how much more so do they deserve this kavod? So then finally came along Na'ana Rabbi Akiva v'Amar. V'yomahu, on that day, Yigdal Mispeid B'Yushlaim, there's going to be a great eulogy, K'mispad Hadar Drimon B'Bikas and Megiddon. Like there was a eulogy of Hadar Drimon in this area called Megiddon. So this puzzle doesn't make any sense because we don't have such a occurrence. So this person in this place. So comes along Amr of Yosef, Ilmale Targume Da'i Krolo Havi Yadana by Kamar. Had we not had any explanation from the Pasuk, we wouldn't know what's going on here. The Inna Ho Yiska Mispei B'Yushalayim, on the day of that death, there's going to be a great eulogy in Yushalayim. kimispada, like the eulogy of Achav bar Amri, the katal yase hadar d'miyom bar tarvimon, who killed this individual. And also, the second thing mentioned in the pasuk, what happened in Bebikas Megidon as a separate occasion, that ukemispe deyoshia bar Amon, the katal yase paro, chagira Bebikas Megido, that the mourning over Yoshia, who was killed by Paro in this area. So those two aspects together, combined, that's going to be how great the Hesped is going to be, La'asir Lava. So Halo Dvarim Kavachomer, I think it's possibly referring to the Hesped of the killing of the Yetzihara, yeah. Martin Tukka says, when they kill the Yetzihara, there's going to be a tremendous Hesped, it's going to be as great as the Hesped of those two different events combined. So now, Halo Dvarim Kavachomer, Ma achav melech Yisrael shalasel davar echad tov, he only did one good thing. Dichsev ha-melech ha-yamamid b'merkava nochach Aram, he stood up against Aram. Kach banav shel Rabbi Yishmol al-achas v'kama kama, certainly they're going to deserve and they deserve a much kavod because they did many wonderful things. So amar lei ravel rabba bar mari ksiv bei b'tikiyahu v'shalom Thomas, he's going to die in peace. Uksiv, it's also written, Ves ene tikiyahu iver, that it made him blind. So that's not a very peaceful death. Amar lei hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan shemes nevuchanetzer b'yamav. So it means that he will die, that Nebuchadnezzar will die in his lifetime. That's considered peaceful, that there will be no longer any fighting. As to his personal tzaros, that's going to occur, but there will be peace in the land. So Amar Rava L'Rabba Bar Mari, Ksiv Bebi Yoshio, it says, L'chein hinani osivcha al-vosecha, I'm going to gather you to your fathers, V'nesavte el-kivosecha b'sham, I'm going to have you buried peacefully. Uksiv, it's also written about Yoshiyahu. Vayoru hayorim lamelch Yoshiyahu. What does that mean? Vamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav that shasu kikivra. They made him like a sieve. They had shot so many arrows and spears at him. He had holes all over his body. That's not very peaceful. The Gemara explains Amar Le again in the name of Hachiyam Rav Yochanan Shalachar of Beis Hamikdash B'yamav. What it means peacefully is that the Beis Hamikdash won't be destroyed in his day, but he personally will experience, and he did experience, much tsar. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ei Menachmin Rishoyim Lomer Davar Ad Shiftach Avil. Very important halacha, when the Menachem come to be Menachem Avil, they're not supposed to speak a word until the Avil addresses them first and says something to them. Shenemar, it says, Achrei Kein Pasach Iyov Espio, Pihu, that only came and they sat in the Iyov's friends, very appropriate for a Tisha B'Av coming. So the story of Iyov is that he lost his family, he lost a lot of things, and three great friends came from a distant land to visit him, and they were sitting there, and it was complete silence. And once Iyov opened up his mouth, so then that led to a long philosophical dialogue between Iyov and his friend, that which lasts 40-something prakim in Iyov. But only once Pasach Iyov were they then allowed to speak. V'hadar, afterwards it says, Vayan Eliphaz Atemani, then he began to say his piece, and each one after that. So then Amar Rabbi Abahu, Minayin la'avil shemesa barosh, how do we know that an avil should be leaning at the head of the table? Shinamar, it says, Evchar darkam ve'eshiv rosh, I will choose the derech, and I'm going to sit at the head, ve'eshkon kemelch, I'm going to sit and lie at rest like a king, ba'gudur, the head of his troops, kasher avil minachem, like a person who's comforted from an avil who's being comforted. So yan yinachem achrina mashma, it sounds like he was Menachem someone else. So Amar Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Yinachem Ksiv, it means that he will be comforted. Even it says Yinachem, it's really Yinachem, which means in a Nifal, he's going to be comforted. So we see from here that the Avel should sit at the head. So the Gemara then says, Marzucha Amar Mehach, another pasuk, Vesar Mirzach Siruchim, excessive mourning will approach. Mirzach nases sar lisruchim, that the avil becomes a sar, he becomes like a prince sitting at the head of the table. Amar Rabbi Chamer bar Chanina, minayin lechasen shemesu barosh, how do you know that the chasen sits at the head, the dais? Shenemar tetz kechasen yichahen peir, a chasen should be like a kohen, you should glorify him as a kohen at the head. So too, ma kohen barosh af chasen barosh. Now the kohen gufa minon, how do you know that kohen is supposed to sit at the head? The Tana, the Beir Rabbi Shmuel, the Kiddashto, you're supposed to elevate him, to sanctify him. The Chol Davar Shebe Kedusha, in every aspect of Kedusha, you always have the Kohen go first. The Ftoach Rishon, the Varech Rishon, Litol Mani Yafar Rishon, to speak first, to give the first Joshua, to say the Bracha and benching, and to take the first food. So everything he goes first. So then Amr Bichanina Kashi Yatzias Neshama Min Aguf. So hard is the exiting of a neshama from the body. Kitzipori Bifi HaVeshet. Like a knotted rope that's going through a hole. That's, you know, struggles to come out until you finally pop it out. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kipitire Bifi Veshet. That just like a cables that are pulled through a hole. Okay, not easy either. To go a little bit further, Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chayosa Haniftar Min Ameis, a person who leaves, departs from Ameis, Lo Yomar, shouldn't say Lo, don't say to him, Lech Lasham, go in peace, Ella Lech Bishalom, go in peace. And Haniftar Min Achay, a person who leaves his friend who's alive, Lo Yomar Lo Lech Bisham, don't say go in peace, that's what you say to Ameis, that's a Kala, Ella Lech Lisham, go off in peace, to peace, rather. So then the Gemara says, "Haniftar min ameis, one who exits from the dead." Lo yomar lo lech l'shalom el lech bishalom. Why? How do we know it's a pasuk? Shenamar that says, "Va'ata tavo el vasecha bishalom." So this is in context of the death of Avram. So bishalom is mentioned there. Haniftar min achay, a person who leaves, a person who's alive. Lo yomar lo lech bishalom el lech l'shalom. This too is based in a pasuk. Sherei David shamar laf shalom lech bishalom. And halach v'nidla, he ended up being hanged. Yisro shamar l'Moshe leich l'shalom, then halach v'tzliach, Moshe was protected. And should we leave off these last two? I guess we'll stop here. And then the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night, we'll make the siyum. So again, the schedule is, we're going to...